Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
I started this podcast back at the end of 2012, and I certainly didn't know much about audio quality or how to achieve that. I certainly didn't have any equipment to do that. Now, of course, I've got, well, a bunch of stuff. It helps that it's part of my day job, I guess, to have some of that stuff done. But I also have a whole lot more practice, so I know how to sound better, and I also perhaps sit in Audacity and actually, well, stop myself periodically so I'm not umming and ahhing quite as much. I still do, but I've gotten better. But of course, there's still the question of why am I still doing this? And, well, you know, I've always wanted to be, I don't know, I've always wanted to be a game show host. That's what I remember wanting to be as a kid, but, you know, that and a fireman, I guess. But the other thing was, yeah, kind of, you know, like the idea of being on radio. And in fact, I was on radio for a very, very brief period of time back in the early 90s. I was a call screener on a radio program. The host forgot my name. He called me the phone boy. I was even on the program a few times. And, well, I liked it. And yeah, back then, you know, there was not as much, there was nothing on the internet, really. The radio show was actually about the internet, which was really cool. And back in 1996, we were even streaming for a period of time on Real Audio 1.0. Yeah, so I got involved in some of that early internet history. We even did See You, See Me a couple of times, which, you know, video on the internet back when broadband was not even really a thing. Yeah, you're talking some very grainy, low-resolution photos of people going back and forth. It worked, but, you know, thinking what the technology was, everybody was still on dial-up back in those days. Yeah, it's kind of amazing it all worked at all. So I've been on the internet for a long time, and I did start blogging when that became a thing. And, you know, that's how you interacted with people back in the blogging days, or the early days of blogging, was you would write blog posts in response to, well, what other people had actually posted, and you linked back and forth, and it was a kind of a groovy thing. And well, now, once podcasting became, well, something that was a little bit maybe easier to do, because yeah, I remember listening to podcasts back in, you know, 2006 or 2007, didn't think it was something that, you know, at least I had the equipment or the know-how or whatever to actually put out there. But it became, you know, in the early 2010s, it became, the tools became a little bit easier to use, and it became something that was, well, you know, was interesting. Now, I went back and listened to episode 3 of Phoneboy Speaks, where I lay out the, okay, why am I doing this? And it was really because other people I was interacting with in social circles were podcasting. I'm like, well, hey, I can do that. If they can do it, I can do it. And quite honestly, that's part of why I'm, well, you know, I kind of go on again, off again with the podcast, but why I've become on again, because yeah, some of the people that I interact with and I have a great time with, and, you know, I'm on their show and, you know, and that kind of thing, I have a good time. And so, yeah, I want to put out my own thoughts, and yeah, it's also kind of an audio blog. I don't necessarily write blog posts too much, but yeah, I put my thoughts in audio and record it and post it. Of course, looking back at that post, I realized that the social network and the podcast that sort of started my podcast journey don't exist anymore. And I don't know that I'll ever be famous as a podcaster or have the kind of audience that Adam Curry gets with No Agenda, but, you know, I'm part of that ecosystem because, you know, yeah, I listen to the podcast, but I also contribute to it in various ways. And I'm part of the community, and there's definitely a community there. And yeah, so if I'm not famous, you know, so what, right? I've got a good day job. I'm not too worried about that at the moment. And so, you know, this, it doesn't have to make money. If it pays some hosting bills every now and again, that wouldn't be a bad thing. I wouldn't mind some stats being streamed or sat or Satoshis. If you happen to be listening on one of the apps that supports that, that's cool. You know, you can also, I use Auphonic to try and make this podcast not sound completely horrible. So, I can always appreciate it if somebody wants to throw a few shekels that way as well. value for value. You know, if it's, you know, if it's interesting to you and you find it, you know, not a complete waste of your time, then, yeah, you know, is a, you know, I don't ask for much in return. I just kind of do my own thing. And if you like it, great. If you don't, that's cool. Just remember, it's all about value for value, and that can be time, talent, or treasure. And there's lots of ways to do that. And so, you know, whatever's meaningful to you, that's how you give or give back.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.